Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, put on today by the Public Speakers Association. I am so honored to introduce you, Ms. Norma Hollis, who is actually going to be our new MC for the 2015 Public Speakers Conference. She was one of our main stage speakers this last year, and she wowed the audience. And I said, woo, I need to bring her up on stage like every few minutes. So, Norma, why don't you go ahead and take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate the wonderful, phenomenal introduction, and I certainly appreciate and looking forward to being your MC in June. That's just, 7 months away, or it's not far. So I hope everyone that's listening will continue to register and come to the event. It's going to be fabulous, to use Tanya's words. As you're listening to the speakers, you're probably recognizing that there's a certain energy about speakers. We certainly had it just a few minutes ago when Tanya and I spoke. And, you know, speakers are really a rare breed of individuals. And I say rare because there's something about speakers that you don't find in other groups of people. We have a certain energy and a certain spirit, a certain commitment and a determination, and most of us really want to make a difference in the world. That is what separates us a lot from people who decide to only do a 9-to-5 job, who are quite content with the workaday world, with the 9-to-5, with the paycheck, with the assurance and security that comes from that. But speakers are risk takers by nature of their very energy and who they are within. They don't mind stepping away from the full-time job. I mean, sure, it's scary and all, but it's what we do. It's who we are. We may have been in the workaday world for a while, but then recognize that that 9-to-5 just isn't working for us. We have a calling, if you will. We have a way of wanting to share our message with the world as a way to help other people. And that's what separates us. And that gives us a divine connection, if you will, or certainly a connection to each other. I like to call speakers pioneers, because we are changing the minds of individuals, and we're at the forefront of ushering in a new way of living, a new way of looking at the world that may not be as structured as 9-to-5 life. It's a little bit more independent and allows us a little more freedom to actually be ourselves. You know, I'm known as the authentic voice doctor because I've spent a lot of years focusing on authenticity, and particularly applying it to speakers. I owned a speakers bureau for 12 years. And in that process, what I learned is that, or one of the things that I've learned, I learned many, many things, but one of them I learned is that what I consider the most effective speakers are the ones who we used to say are okay with themselves on stage. And I then learned that what I meant by that is that they are truly authentic. So what does it mean to be authentic, and how does a speaker put their authenticity out there in the world? And that's what I want to talk with you in this short time that I have today to share some information. And I want to talk first again about that energy, because speakers come to an environment, come to Tanya's event, and you'll see that there's a certain energy in the room that's an alive energy that's different than the energy you might find if you go to a room full of geeks having a conference, or a room full of medical employees talking about medical terminology and the work that they do. Speakers are of a different breed and a different energy and a different assignment, if you will, on the planet. So what I first want you to do is look at your own energy. Now, first of all, speakers do focus a lot on keynotes. When I would meet speakers when I had my bureau and I would ask them about their goals, many of them would say that they aspire to being a keynote speaker because that's what we see most. We see keynote speakers on stage all the time at events that we go to. And we all know of the energy that someone like a Les Brown or a Tony Robbins might put on stage, or maybe the oratorical energy of someone like a Patricia Russell McCloud, if you know who she is. If you don't, look her up and look at one of her audios. Her name is Patricia, one of her videos, Patricia Russell McCloud, and her style is altogether different. Each one of these individuals and your well-known speakers have a certain style, a certain energy. That's all their own. I have seen speakers try to copy Patricia Russell McLeod or Les Brown, and it always falls flat. You have to be and do you. So one of the things you want to really begin to look at is, what is your energy? Are you a high energy person like the ones I just mentioned? Do you love to be in front of 10,000 people? You can't wait to do that and can't wait to get your message out there and share it with the world? Or does that make your knees shake? Because everyone is not designed to be a keynote speaker. A keynote speaker is just one of the ways you can earn income as a speaker, and it's not for everyone. So what I want to talk to you about today is your energy and the different types of speaking roles and what type of energy they are suited for. So as you're stepping out into the world as a speaker, you don't have to falter and be worried about where you fit. Finding where you fit is really, really critical. That shaves years off of your learning curve and therefore reduces the number of years it will take you to generate income. Being a keynote is only one way to generate income. And make no mistake about it, no matter which way you choose to use your voice as a speaker, you are going to need multiple ways to use your voice if your intention is to create sustainable income. I don't know of any speaker in the 18 years I've been in the business. I don't know of any speaker who makes their living sustainable just doing one thing. So as I go through these, consider what your energy is and which ones will work for you. First of all, let me just mention that no matter where your energy falls, you can raise your energy on stage by your content or by your delivery. We've all met speakers, at least I know I have, who have great energy. They're just live on stage. They make you feel alive, and you get in their energy, and you feel great. But you don't learn anything. You just have a great experience. And that's good for the experience. And there are other speakers whose content is so phenomenal. It's dynamic, the content, but the delivery style might be very dry. And therefore, the message doesn't come alive. The message doesn't resonate in the ways that it could because the delivery wasn't that strong. You can always modify your energy by modifying the delivery or modifying the content. So keep that in mind as I go through the different ways that you can share your message on stage. So I talked about keynote. So what a keynote is, it's the main speech at a meeting, or it's the meeting that comes at a featured spot at an event. Usually, or frequently, I'll say, it's a large event. You know, large is whatever number you want to say. For some people, 25 is large, and 25 people in a room frequently have a keynote speaker there. Oftentimes, though, the money-making keynotes are the ones where you have 100, 500, 1,000 or more in a room. And those keynote speakers generally have to be well-trained and well-experienced in order to handle that type of crowd. Now, what a keynoter does is they set the tone often of a convention, and they carry out the theme. When a keynote speaker is contacted, they are asked often to be the opening speaker or the closing speaker or the meal speaker, and they're told the theme. And the keynote speaker is selected because the topic of what they talk about relates to the theme that's being addressed. So it's usually connected with prime time, and there usually are more high-energy individuals. So the keynoter should be high-energy, focused on their topic, and be able to entertain as well as inform. So let's talk about entertain for a minute, because there is a movement, continued movement, toward more activity and more interaction and more involvement and more engagement on stage. The idea of coming on stage and just speaking is moving away. When I entered the industry in 1996, there were, it was still relatively new, and there were not as many speakers nearly to, compared to what is out there now. Right now, I meet people every day who are interested in being a speaker. That didn't happen when I had my bureau. So the competition for speakers grows. So the more you can be authentic in the way you present your message, the more you will stand out among the crowd, because it's the originality that you bring within your own energy that allows you to stand out. So that's the area for keynotes. Now, keynoters oftentimes are paid big bucks when they speak in front of the room or in a convention. Oftentimes they have back-of-the-room products, and I want to emphasize that no matter where I'm speaking about these different ways you can use your energy as a speaker, you still want to have products in the back of the room. That's going to accelerate your income, and frequently people make more money, speakers, in the back of the room than they do with their fee. And oftentimes, keynoters, particularly if you're doing a large event, you're not even paid a fee. So you have to have back-of-the-room products. So always, always keep that in mind and learn as much as you can about back-of-the-room products and how to market them. The second area that is very, very popular with speakers is the platform speaking, and I kind of alluded to that when I talked about keynote. So a platform speaker is a keynote speaker who focuses on information and promotes the sale of product. And when I left my bureau, I decided to close my bureau in 2010. And one of the reasons that I did that was because as a bureau owner, I found that I was only servicing 10% of the speakers I represented. And that's not because I didn't want to serve them. It's because as a bureau owner, I never made the decision about what speaker was used. What my role was to make the client aware of speakers that I had in my group who met their needs. And then the client made the decision about who they were going to select. And I wasn't comfortable with that formula. I wanted to serve more people. And as I learned the industry, what I learned is that it behooves every speaker to take their career in their own hands and not depend on a bureau or anyone else to secure your bookings, but to take ways to learn more about the industry and how you can independently sell yourself. And one way to do that is as a platform speaker. Every speaker I've ever met has some type of information, and I haven't found any information yet that cannot be turned into an information product. Information products are what people sell on stage when you go to an event and you see a speaker speak, and then they tell you about their product at the back of the room. Now, when I first started in the industry, I was very hesitant and uncomfortable selling from the stage. My thinking was people don't want to spend more money, but that's really not true. Because if it took me decades, which it has in every case of things that I speak about, it took me decades to learn what I'm sharing. Well, there is no way I can share in 30, 60, 90, or any 90 minutes, or even a whole day. I can't share with you the vast knowledge that I've learned, but I can share it with you by way of products that I make you aware of that I can sell at the back of the room. So if you have any confusion or insecurity about selling back-of-the-room products, recognize that if people really like you and really want to know more about your information and your message, they need to have something to listen to watch, to read, to do something to know more. So this is what platform speakers do. But the issue about platform speakers is that you have to understand the selling process and know how to sell from the stage. Selling from the stage is not saying, by the way, my book's at the back of the room, come get it if you want. There is a whole process that's built in the entire presentation that you do, that you deliver, that's going to help people to understand more about what you have to offer and be therefore motivated to go to the back of the room and get your product. So if that's where you want to focus or what you want to add to your repertoire, then get some training come to the conference, listen to the speakers who will be there so you can learn, talk to me, I'll be able to help you as well. And let's talk about and let's understand what it means to sell from the stage and how you can make that happen for yourself. So those two, the keynote and the platform, are the two probably highest energy speakers that are on the opportunity list, at least at this time. More stuff is coming all the time. Of course, you know, videos and all those play into that role as well. But I'm talking more live right at the moment. So I want to go into the next area, which is very, very popular, and that's your seminar leader and workshop leader. Now, and the contrast there is partly with energy and partly with content. When a keynote speaker speaks, whether as a keynote or a platform speaker, and they have a topic, they are not giving you all the nitty-gritty of that topic. What they're generally doing is saying the same message in multiple ways, making sure that you receive it. You probably have heard that people only retain about 7% of what they hear anyway. So the interactive, the experiential, the other ways that you involve are really critical. When a keynoter is speaking and they add the entertainment value, that adds the retention value. As a seminar leader, generally your audience is a little bit smaller. Generally they're focused on something that's a little bit more specific. And this generally gives you the opportunity to go into more detail, to go into more depth, to give out more handouts, to share more knowledge and more information down to the nitty-gritty, to do the steps 1, 2, 3, take out a pencil and write this down and remember this, not just a page, but maybe multiple pages of information. Seminars are basically defined as lectures and dialogue, allowing participants to share experiences in a particular field under the guidance of an expert or a discussion leader. So as a seminar leader, you are considered an expert in a field, and you're sharing details about your expertise to the audience. The difference is with a workshop is that it's more educational classroom type, where there's more handouts. Oftentimes a workbook is used, and a workbook may last from, a workshop may last from 1 hour or to multiple days. It's also kind of like a training. Let me put that in this category as well, because they all kind of come in the same area. They just have had different names over the years, where workshop really is more involvement and more interaction and more engagement. So a workshop leader should have activities and information to hold the audience for 1 to 3 hours. Seminar leader, the same thing, and that's more of an expertise area where you're going to share your expertise with the group. And training is more of an instructor, where you're giving instruction of different skills and techniques. And it's very similar to training. And oftentimes the only difference is the industry that you're in, where, for example, if you're in a teaching profession, it might be called more called a workshop. If you're in a corporate environment, it might be called a training. And if you're in a basic environment where it's a fee-for-service or you're coming to an event, it might be called a seminar. But there's generally, in terms of the speaker, they're very similar. It's a similar type energy. It's a little level down in terms of high energy from the keynoter, although many seminar leaders have high energy and they're just fine. So for you to determine the difference between lots of knowledge and lots of information versus summary knowledge and summary information. And then the keynoter, too, is going to tell more stories. The seminar leader will as well, but from a stage, rather than the handouts and the detail, the keynote is going to do more story, more illustration of the same message in different ways, where the seminar workshop trainer is more information, more detail, multiple messages, and how they're aligned. I hope that gives you a sense of the different energy and the different ways these two groups work their energy on stage. Now, there's a few more that I want to mention to you. The first one, there's three more that I want to mention. The first is the facilitator. Now, a facilitator is very similar to the seminar workshop training, except the difference is that a facilitator is kind of like a coach in a sense, a speaking coach, if you will, where a facilitator has the belief and understanding that any answer you need is within you. And the facilitator's role then is to draw the answer out of you. So assuming it's a room full of people and it's a facilitation and there's a certain topic, the facilitator may ask some questions, the facilitator may put you in certain groups, allow for certain discussion, and then ask you certain questions that will draw out the answer. A seminar leader, workshop trainer is giving.
It sounds like we've lost Miss Norma, and I'm sure she'll be on shortly. So, wow, the information that she was giving us was amazing. Norma, are you there? So everything that she was saying, exactly spot on, you know, and I think that's been the hardest part about explaining to people, you know, really how to adjust for things like this. And how to become the speaker that they need to be. And, you know, for me too, you know, if you don't know, this is Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And it really is just fantastic to help people in so many ways. So I appreciate Norma's time, and sorry you missed out on the last of the recording of it. But I know she was in a hotel someplace, and so, you know, things happen. And that's what you've got to understand, too, is we're not perfect, and, you know, things do happen, and you just kind of have to go along with it. All righty. Thank you for listening to the Virtual Summit, the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association.